Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Today, we're talking about leftover chocolate. I know, it sounds like a crazy problem to have, but after a choco-centric holiday like Valentine's Day, you might find yourself with an assortment of milk and dark chocolate in a number of shapes. Maybe even too much to get through while sitting on the sofa watching Downton Abbey. If that's the case, don't panic. We won't let any of that chocolate go to waste. Here are some ideas for incorporating it into both sweet and savory recipes. You can check out all the recipes we'll be talking about today on quickanddirtytips.com/clevercookster. Before we get started, I want to say thanks to this week's sponsor, eMeals. Do you ever wish that someone would just hand you a meal plan with shopping lists, recipes, and all? eMeals can help. eMeals makes meal planning simple by sending you weekly menus, shopping lists, and recipes right to your inbox. There are plenty of meal plans to choose from, including kid-friendly, vegetarian, gluten-free, and Mediterranean. Go ahead, check it out today. For Clever Cookster listeners, you can get a 2-week free trial if you go to quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. That's a 2-week free trial of delicious, dietitian-vetted meal plans at quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. So let's start with the easy ideas, brownies, cookies, and cupcakes. These are great not only for pure chocolate leftovers, but also candy bars with other ingredients like nuts, caramel, or toffee bits. For brownies, you'll want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees, then grease a 9x13-inch cake pan. Take a stick and a half of melted butter and beat it together with a cup and a half of sugar in a large bowl until they're thoroughly blended. Then you'll beat in 2 large eggs, one at a time, and stir in 2 tablespoons of water and about a half a teaspoon of vanilla. Sprinkle half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of baking powder, and 3/4 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder over the mixture, then mix it all together. Then you'll want to stir in 1/2 cup of flour, but just until it's blended in. Don't overmix it. Now it's time for the leftover chocolate. You want to end up with about 1.5 cups of crumbled chocolate candy, so that's about 10 fun-sized mini Snickers bars, or the equivalent. Stick them in the food processor and pulse on low until you have a crumbly texture. Mix the candy into your brownie batter, then fold the batter into the greased cake pan. Bake the brownies at 350 degrees for 1/2 hour, and don't forget to let them cool completely before cutting them into squares. You can use similar ideas for making your favorite cookie recipes, cupcake recipes, and more with leftover chocolate candy, too. Check out some more ideas on quickanddirtytips.com/clevercookster. And you know what's an even better surprise than breakfast in bed on Valentine's Day? Chocolate pancakes a few days later. You could melt leftover chocolate with cream to make a chocolate ganache to pour in place of the syrup over any flavor of pancakes. Strawberry pancakes would be pretty fantastic this way. Or you can chop up leftover chocolate bars and use them in place of chocolate chips in your favorite pancake recipe. For a triple chocolate threat, mix unsweetened cocoa powder into your favorite pancake batter, then add the chopped candy and top with chocolate ganache sauce. And to recover from that sugar rush, let's talk about some savory uses for leftover chocolate. Unsweetened dark chocolate would be excellent in chili, where its earthy notes work well with the smoky flavor of chipotle. Dice an onion and soften it in a little oil in a Dutch oven or a large stock pot over medium heat. Add a chopped red bell pepper and about 1 pound of ground beef or ground turkey. Once the meat is browned and the veggies are tender, add 2 tablespoons of ancho chili powder, 1 tablespoon of unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, and 1 or 2 pinches of salt and ground pepper. Rinse and drain 2 cans of kidney beans, or pinto beans if you prefer, and add them to the pot along with 2 cans of diced tomatoes and 1.5 cups of chicken broth. You can use homemade or you can use the kind that you get at the store, but if you're using the store-bought kind, try to make sure that it's low sodium. Take 2 chipotle chilies and adobo sauce from the can and mince them, then add them to the pot. Bring the chili to a boil, then lower the heat and simmer it for about 15 minutes. Stir in 2 ounces of chopped unsweetened chocolate until it melts, and then serve this with all your favorite toppings, sour cream, grated cheese, chopped scallions, whatever you like. And just like most chili recipes, this one will be really good the next day, too. Another savory use for unsweetened chocolate is mole, the Mexican sauce spiked with chilies that's excellent with baked poultry. Again, the earthy, roasted notes in chocolate play well off the spicy and smoky notes in these recipes. Head over to quickanddirtytips.com/clevercookster for a few of them. And thanks again to this week's sponsor, eMeals. Don't forget to get your 2-week free trial, that's 2 weeks of delicious meal plans, over at quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. Let us know what you're cooking up on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for joining us on The Clever Cookster. Tune in next time for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.